请我们打开以旧约以赛亚书第四十三章。
Old Testament, Isaiah, chapter 43.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah, chapter 43.
我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's read together.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名造你，你是属我的。我们再读罗马书第十二章。
Book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，再让我们有这样的机会能够聚在你的脚前。
Lord, thank you and praise you. You give us chance to come here before you.
主啊，我们知道我们人的言语是何等的有限。
Oh no, we know our words are so limited.
因此我们谦卑地来到主的面前，求主来施恩典。
So we humble before you and may you have mercy upon us.
我们不论说的、翻译的和听的，都需要主的恩典。
We all need grace, no matter the speaker, translator, and the listener.
我们也需要圣灵在我们心中来工作。
Oh, we need the Holy Spirit deal with us in our hearts.
圣灵在我们里面来光照我们。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
给我们力量。
And strengthen us.
让我们能够为你自己所说的话能够有所回应。
Let us respond to your words.
我们就把下面的时间这样恭敬地交在主的手中。
We humbly place the following time in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们大家都很熟悉罗马书。
We're all familiar with Book of Romans.
我们也非常熟悉罗马书十二章第一节。
We all know chapter 12 verse 1.
很多弟兄姊妹可能都会背这一节圣经。
Many of you can memorize even.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，做活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
这一章圣经，这一句话，把罗马书分成两半。
This sentence divides a book of Romans into two parts.
罗马书的第一段呢，从第一章一直到第十一章。
A book of Romans from chapter 1 to 11.
然后第二段呢，就是从十二章一直到最后。
Part 2 is from chapter 12 and to the end.
这一节圣经就把整本罗马书就分成两段。
And this verse and divide this whole book into two parts.
那头一段罗马书的内容是什么呢？
What is the part 1 is talking about?
罗马书在头一段十一章圣经里面就告诉我们耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And then in the first part, it tells us what Jesus Christ done to us.
用了十一章的圣经，让我们看见耶稣基督为我们所成功的那个救恩是何等的完备。
And then how perfect his salvation by the first 11 chapters.
然后后面从十二章到十六章，乃是让我们看见我们这些蒙恩的人。向着神应当有什么样的一个回应。
And from chapter 12 to the end, it is talking about the response we need to respond to the Lord.
所以十一章的圣经讲到神为我们所做的。
And the first 11 chapters is talking about what God have done.
后面五章的圣经让我们知道在地上我们向着神 对我们所施的恩典，我们应当有的回应。
And the last five chapters is talking about the response to the Lord, what He has done to us.
那到底在前面十一章里面，神为我们做了什么？
And what God had done in the first 11 chapters.
我想有几个重点。
And there was several important points.
一个重点就是让我们这些人的罪得到赦免。
First of all, and he saved us.
让我们那一天蒙恩得救的那一天，我们身上有一个极大的一个罪的重担能够得到解脱。
When we were saved, they and then the burden of sins was delivered.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都认识每一个罪。都有一个重担。
We know each sin has its burden.
不管那个罪有多小。
No matter how small the sin is.
每一个罪都在我们身上产生一个重担。
Each burden, each sin has a burden on us.
我举一个最简单、最简单的例子。
I'll give you a small example.
如果有一天你开车的时候呢，你因为赶时间呢，你就闯了一个黄灯，但是在你过那个十字路口的时候呢，已经变成红灯了，你就闯了一个红灯。
And then one day you are in a rush, and then you run the yellow light. But while you are passing, actually the red light is on. Actually, you pass the red light.
所以心里知道你闯了红灯了。
And then you know you run the red light.
所以很可能你就会看看后视镜。
And then naturally you will check mirror.
然后呢，不幸呢，你发现有个警车出现了。
Unfortunately, a police is following you.
这个时候你心里面会怎么样呢？
And then how do you feel?
你就很紧张。
You get nervous.
你怕这个警车的那个灯呢开始闪起来。
You're afraid the light of the police car will shine, will turn on.
你心里就很忧愁。
You start worry.
以致的让那个警车呢从你旁边走过去以后。
Unless the police car pass you.
然后呢心情里面呢你好像一个重担呢就下来了。
And then your burden is released.
那为什么你心里会这样呢？
Why you feel that way?
因为你犯了一个罪。
Because you sinned.
每一次我们犯了一个罪，
Each time when we sin,
我们身上就有一个重担。
There is a burden on us.
这是一个事实。
It's a reality.
不管人知道也好，人不知道也好。
No matter other people knows or not.
在我们身上有一个重担。
There is a burden on us.
这个罪犯的多了以后，
And after we sins,
那个担子就越来越重。
And the burden becomes here.
到有一天。你会走不下去。
And then until one day you cannot go in, you cannot carry on.
因为你没有办法再继续背着这个罪的担子往前走。
Because you are not available to carry the burden and then keep going.
尤其刚开始的时候，你觉得你自己的力量还很强。
At the beginning, you feel you are very strong.
但是这个担子越来越重。
But the burden is getting heavier.
慢慢的，你发现呢，你不能往前。
Gradually, you discover you cannot keep going on.
但感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
让我们认识主的那一天。
On the day that we know Him.
主把我们的担子从我们的肩膀上移去了。
And He took our burden away from our shoulders.
是何等大的恩典。
Oh, what a great grace.
每次我们想到这件事的时候，我们心里是何等的感恩。
And each time we think about it, we are very grateful.
我们每次在主的饼杯面前纪念到主在我们身上给我们的这个恩典。
Each time when we remember Him before His table, we know His grace.
把我们不能负的那个担子拿走了。
He took away the burden that we cannot bear.
我们心里实在是喜乐。
Heart is full of joy.
这个是主在我们身上所做的第一件事。
This is the first thing that Lord had done for us.
罗马书又告诉我们。
And the Romans tell us.
主在我们身上还有第二个恩典。
And there is a second grace.
我们蒙恩得救了以后呢，虽然我们身上的担子没有了。
And after we were saved, even we don't have burden anymore.
但是我们发现我们这个人里面呢。还是有一个罪恶的本性。
But we found out we still have that sinful nature.
所以我们中国人呢有一句很好的话。
And Chinese has a good saying.
因为中国人认识人的本性，相当的清楚。
Because Chinese people know our nature very clearly.
所以他说呢，你要除那个山里面的贼呢是很容易的。
It says it's easy to get rid of the thief in the mountain.
Yeah. 但是呢。你除掉你心中的那个贼呢，是很难的。
If you drive away the thief in your heart, it's hard.
原来我们每一个人心里面呢，都有一个贼的。
And there is a thief in us.
是这个贼啊，让我们这个人呢，有的时候会犯罪。
And this thief, sometimes want us, led us to sin.
而这个很难除去的。
And it's hard to drive it away.
如果有山上有贼，你可以去打他的。
If there is a thief in mountains, you can just go chase him.
你可以去轰炸他的。
You can bump him.
但是你那个心里面的贼怎么办
？But how about the thief in your heart?
那所以保罗说我真是苦啊。
And so, Paul says how bitter I am.
我们蒙恩信了主以后呢，我们慢慢也有这个认识。
And after we were saved, we have this kind of feelings.
我们里面呢还是有一个贼的。
There is a thief in us.
这个贼呢，让我们当做的事情我们就不做。
And this thief led us to do the things that we should do, but we're not doing.
不该做的事呢，我们偏偏去做。
The things we should not do, but we do.
那不是我们要做的。
This is what we wanted.
我们心中那个贼要做的。
But the thief wanted.
那怎么办呢？
What can we do now?
我们感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
神就让我们这个贼啊，与他基督一同钉了十字架。
And then the Lord crucified this thief with him on the cross.
因此有一天当我们看见了这个真理的时候。
And one day when we see this truth.
我们发现贼呢已经被与基钉了十字架。
And we found this thief is crucified with Christ.
我们不需要在这个贼的权势之下。
We are no longer under the power of this thief.
我们就从这个罪的权势里面释放出来。
We were delivered from the power.Of the sin.
这是第二个极大的恩典。
This is the second greatest grace.
这个实在比第一个恩典更大。
This one is greater than the first one.
因为第一个是让我们除去了罪的那个结果。
And the first one is the result for deliver us from sins.
但是这个第二个恩典是让我们脱离罪的权势。
And the second one is to deliver us from the power of sin.
这不过是第二个恩典就是。
This is only the second grace.
主的工作在我们身上。不停在这里。
And then God's work is not finished here.
当我们蒙恩得救以后呢，他就让万事万物都起来为我们效力。
And after we were saved, He let all things work good.
有些事是好的，有些事是不顺利的。
And some are good, some are bad.
但是所有这些事都是为我们效力的。
But all things work for good.
要让我们这个人一天能够像神。
And then he will allow one day to be like him.
让我们能够有神的形象。
We will have the image of God.
这是何等大的恩典。
And what a great grace.
像我们这样一个软弱的一个人。
And on the such weak person we are.
像我们这样一个卑贱的低微的人。
Let the people who low like us.
神要让我们有一天能够像他的儿子一样，有那样一个荣耀的形象。
And God one day want us to be like his son, has such a glorious image.
这个恩典实在是太大了。
Oh, this is such a great grace.
不是我们能够思想的明白的。
And this is beyond our imagination.
神又圣灵浇灌在我们的心里。
And the Holy Spirit is descend on us.
把他的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心中。
Pour his love through the Holy Spirit to us.
让我们知道没有一件事情能够让基督的爱来让我们隔绝。
So we know there's nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
不管我们在地上所遇见的是任何的环境。
No matter a circumstance we encounter.
让事情能够让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
当保罗写到地上的时候。
So when Paul wrote Romans chapter 11.
他说圣哉圣哉。
And then he says, oh, the deep.
神丰富的智慧和知识。
The riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
他在这里惊叹神在人身上所施的恩典。
He amazed the grace that Lord gave it to his people.
他在这里惊讶神的作为。
He amazed the people on God's work.
然后他说所以。
And then he said, therefore.
神在我们身上有这样大的恩典。
Even though God has such great grace on us.
所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brothers,
我以神的慈悲来劝你们。
I beseech you by the mercy of God.
这是我们对神这个极大的恩典应当有的回应。
This is the response we should respond to God.
而这个回应就是将身体献上当作活祭。
And this response is to offer your body as living sacrifices.
所以这个奉献是我们做基督徒的头一个属灵的经历。
This sacrifice is the first experience of us.
这个最后的一个经历。
This is not the last experience.
我们常常有一个错误的观念，认为这个奉献呢是最后的一个经历。
Sometimes we had a wrong conception. We think to sacrifice is the last experience.
好像亚伯拉罕一样。
like Abraham.
到最后的时候呢, 生命到了最高峰的时候呢, 有一天呢, 奉献给神。
At the high peak of his life, he gave himself to the Lord.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
罗马书十二章第一节第一件事就讲到奉献。
In Romans chapter 12 and then verse 1, the first thing he tell us is to offer ourselves.
这个奉献是我们最基本的经历。
To consecrate is our basic experience.
这是基督徒的头一个属灵的经历。
This is the first spiritual experience.
今天如果我们成为一个基督徒哈，如果我们觉得我们在地上我们的属灵的生命没有长进。
As a Christian, if you think we're not grow spiritually.
也许你信主五年。
Maybe you were saved 3 to 5 years.
也许你信主七年八年。
Maybe 7 to 8 years.
啊，你看有的弟兄姊妹好像。在你后面信主的。
And some brothers and sisters, they were saved much later than you.
好像属灵上面呢，比你还长进得快。
But they grow faster than you.
或许你信主了一段年日。
Or you were saved for many years.
你本来属灵也在成长。
Your spiritual life was growing.
但是一段时间以后，你发现呢，你停顿不前。
But after a while, you found out you just stopped.
好像你没有办法继续在属灵里面来成长。
And it seems you could not go on anymore.
这个原因很可能是这个第一个属灵的功课你还没有学好。
The reason probably is you haven't learned well your first lesson.
这一个属灵的功课如果我们没有学好的话。
If we haven't learned well the spiritual lesson.
在属灵的这个成长的过程你会受到一个限制。
And there was a limitation of your spiritual growth.
你只能走到某一个程度。
You only can step on a certain point.
你不可能再往去了。
You cannot keep going.
无论你怎么样来努力。
No matter how much effort you put.
你用自己的力气来走。
You use your own strengths.
在到了一个程度你没有办法继续往去。
But until to the point you cannot keep going.
因为你这头一个功课还没有学好。
Because you haven't finished your first lesson.
我记得我刚开始读大学的时候
When I was in college,
我是我们家里面头一个读大学的人
I was the first one who went to college in my family.
所以对我来讲是非常新鲜的一件事
It is very exciting.
那我到了大学以后呢我们发现呢头一次读这个书呢是英文的
So when I went to college, I found out the first time the book is in English.
我们高中的时候全都是中文的。
In high school, it's all in Chinese.
那到那个大学的时候呢，所有的书都是英文的。
But everything is in English at college.
然后呢，我就发现呢，有一门课呢，那叫微积分的。
I found out there's a course is calculus.
哎，这个东西很奇怪的。
It is amazing.
我从来没有看过这种东西。
Never learned this before.
很多很怪的很怪的符号的。
There are so many niche marks.
还有对我来讲好像非常的奥秘啊。
This is a kind of mystery to me.
所以我们同学又很多。
And we have so many students there.
坐在那里哈，实在不知道这是什么东西。
I sat there. I don't know what is this.
但是呢，那个算我是会算的。
But I know how to count.
从这个算到那个，这个我会算，因为老师学一学呢就会算了。
I know how to figure out those numbers.
所以题目是会做的。
I know how to do the questions.
考试也可以考的。
I can pass the exam.
分数不高呢，但是也及格。
I don't have high grades, but I passed.
所以呢，一年级我就把这个微积分呢就修通过了。
So I passed the calculus.
但我心里面呢知道。
But I know in my heart.
我不知道他在讲什么。
I don't know what he's talking about.
但是我过了。
But I passed.
我到了二年级了。
In second grade.
我开始学工程力学。
I'm learning mechanics.
The mechanics 还好。
The mechanics is okay.
Mechanics 是看得见的东西。
You can see.
所以呢，我也。
I passed.
我到了第三年。
And when I was junior.
学流体力学。
I'll study the fluid
dynamics.
Dynamics.
我就有问题了。
And then there comes problems.
你如果学过这个流体力学，就知道都是这个 multivariable 的 calculus.
If you had took the fluid dynamics, you know there's multi-calculus.
如果你不真正了解微积分的话
，If you don't know calculus,
你走到那个流体力学的时候，你就走不下去。
So when you study the fluid dynamics, you cannot study well.
他就觉得很困难。
It's so hard.
我们属灵也是这样的。
So that's our spiritual growth.
你虽然可能好像这个信主了一两年了，也就过了。
maybe you were saved 1 or 2 years and you just your life is going on.
跟着大家信主的都差不多。
And you just follow the others.
反正我们都很喜乐的。
And we're all joyful.
祷告主都听的。
And we pray and Lord listens.
信。
And we're happy.
3年5年过去了。
And after 3 to 5 years later.
为什么别人 好像长进得很快啊。
And you see other people growing.
我怎么还在这里？
And how come I'm not growing?
有一课你还没学好。
Because there is a lesson you haven't passed.
就是罗马书12章第一节这一课还没学好。
That's the Romans chapter 12 verse 1, that lesson you haven't well yet.
如果我们要在属灵的里面继续往前,
if we want to keep going spiritually,
不愿意停留在目前的这个光景的下面,
we're not willing to stop in the situation for, where
我们要回到这个点来,
we need to come back to this point.
重新让主再让我们看见这到底是什么,
that Lord led us to see what it is.
这是我们在属灵的经历里面的头一个经历。
This is the first experience of our spiritual life.
这个经历就是将身体献上当作活祭。
This experience is to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
我们想到这件事的时候呢, 我们都有一个思想上的难处。
When we think about there was a difficulties in us,
我觉得这是神向我们要东西。
We think that it's God from us.
对不对？你是不是这样想的？一走到这里， 哎呀，这神向我要东西。
And I see, oh, God is asking things from me.
我没有什么太多， 我是这么一点点。
I only have handful.
神向我要， 那我就舍不得。
And God asking from me, I don't want to give.
这个观念完全错的。
This is a wrong conception.
这个是不对的观念。
This is a wrong conception.
到底什么是一个正确的观念呢？
What is the right conception?
在以赛亚书就告诉我们。
Isaiah told us,
他说因为我救赎了你,
because I redeemed you,
所以你是属我的,
so you belong to me. You belong to me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个观念？
Do you have such conception?
神用他的血救赎了我们。
God redeemed us by his blood.
因此我们是属于他的。
So we are his.
我们不是要把一些东西来给神。
We're not giving something to God.
神买了我们,
and God purchased us.
所以我们是属于神的。
We are his.
在旧约的时候, 在神把以色列人要带出埃及地。
In the Old Testament, when Lord took Israelites out of Egypt,
法老就不让他们走。
The Pharaoh didn't want them leave.
所以神后来就告诉以色列人, 你们呢, 在1月14号那一天,
so Lord told Israelites on January the 14th,
你们要杀一只羊羔,
you need to slaughter a lamb.
把那个血涂在你们家门的门楣上面,
and then put the blood on the doorpost.
然后晚上呢, 你们在家里面呢, 全家在一起吃那个羊羔的肉。
And the whole family will eat the meat together at twilight.
那天晚上, 天使要来经过埃及的全地。
And when the angel came to Egypt that evening,
每一家的长子, 和那个牲畜里面的头生的, 都要被击杀。
All the firstborn, either men or animals, will be struck down.
只有那个门上有血的那一家,
only the one who has the blood on the doorpost.
天使就越过去了。
And the angel will pass
over. 叫逾越节。
This is called Passover.
天使看到门上的血,
when the angel see the blood on the doorpost,
就越过这一家,
he will pass over.
所以这一家的长子, 这家的, 牲畜里面投生的, 就被这个血买赎回来了。
So all the firstborn at this household, either man or animal, will be purchased by the blood.
因为这个, 这一件事情, 法老就让以色列人全部离开了埃及。
Because of this, Pharaoh allowed Israelites left Egypt.
当他们离开了埃及以后, 耶和华就向他们百姓说, 他说, 所有以色列人投生的, 不管是人和牲畜, 都是我的。
And after they left Egypt, Jehovah speak to them, consecrate to me every firstborn male.
因为这个投生的是羔羊的血所赎出来的,
because this firstborn was redeemed by the blood of the lamb.
所以投生的都是属于神的。
All the firstborn all belong to God.
那你说那我生的,
and you say I'm not the firstborn,
我是老二啊。
the second one in my family.
不过从大陆来的很多都是老大，都是头生的。
If you're from mainland, most of you are firstborn.
那我们从台湾来的，我们都是老二、老三、老四。
If you're from Taiwan, you probably you're not the firstborn.
所以我不要紧哈。
So it's not related. It's not my business.
但是你读希伯来书的时候。
But when you read the book of Hebrew,
希伯来告诉我们，所有蒙恩得救的人都是头生的。
In the book of Hebrew, it says all the one who were saved, you are the firstborn.
因为每一个蒙恩得救的人都是被赎出来的。
Because all the people who were saved, we delivered by His redemption.
因此我们都是头生的。
Because we are all firstborn.
因为我们是头生的，所以我们是他宝血买出来的，我们就属于主。
Because we're the firstborn, He purchased us by His precious blood. We belong to Him.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要能够认识这句话。
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope we know this word this
morning. 我们要听见我们这句话说，你是属于我的。
We need to hear what God said to us. You are mine.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
什么是买
？What is to purchase？
我想这个是我们都明白。
We all understand.
我们常常去买东西。
We go shopping very often.
当你买东西的时候呢，你是付了一个代价。
When you shopping, you have to pay a price.
你付了支票，你付了现金，或者你用的信用卡，你付了一个代价。
No matter you pay by cash, check, or credit card, you paid price.
然后有一个东西啊，就变成你的了。
And then the goods will belong to you.
这叫做买。
This is called the business.
主耶稣用宝血买了我们啊。
God purchased us by His blood.
所以他付了一个代价。
He paid a price.
我们呢就属于耶稣的了。
And then the way belonged to Him.
我不晓得你认不认识这件事。
I don't know if you really.
当你蒙恩得救的时候，你明白这件事没有？
You are saved. You really understand this.
你接受了耶稣的宝血的救赎的时候。你就是属于耶稣的了。
When you receive His salvation by His blood, you belong to Him.
就像今年我去买一个车子。
Like I bought a car this year.
我像一个人买了一个旧的车子。
I bought a secondhand car.
他不认识我，我也不认识他。
We don't know each other.
他也不太相信我，我也不完全相信他。
He doesn't trust me totally, and so do I.
所以他就建议，他说你呢，可不可以把那个支票呢带到我的银行。
So he suggested, can you bring your check to my bank?
那我呢把我的车子呢也开到银行。
So I drove to the bank.
你把你的支票给我。
So you gave me your check.
我把车子的钥匙给你。
And I gave the key of the car to you.
那要在银行呢，我就可以知道说你这个支票呢能不能存。
And at bank I know if your check is fraud or not.
就照他所吩咐呢，我就把我的支票弄好，而且呢，我把很那个要的那个单子我都把它填好了，只需要签名。
So I did what he told me, and then I fill out the form, and then I just wait for to sign the paper.
我们到了银行里面呢，我们把支票存进去。
And then at the bank, we deposit the check.
然后呢，我们在纸上签了名字。
Then we sign both on the paper.
那他就把钥匙给我。
And then he passed me the key.
那车子就是我的了。
And that car is mine now.
因为我付了代价了。
Because I paid the price.
那车子就是我的了。
Now the vehicle is mine.
我爱怎么开我就怎么开了。
I won't use it whatever way I want.
这个叫做买。
This is called to purchase.
耶稣基督用他的宝血买赎了我们。
Jesus Christ, He bought us by His precious blood.
所以这个钥匙呢，应该要给主的。
So this key, we should hand it over to Lord.
如果那个人拿了我的支票，
If that person took my check,
钥匙不给我，
He didn't hand me the key.
那我会怎么样？
What do I do?
那我说这个人岂有此理啊？
This is such unreasonable.
这个人不讲道理啊。
And he's not unreasonable.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们常常不讲道理啊。
So, brothers and sisters, sometimes we're not reasonable.
我们好像是那个卖车的人呢，拿了支票，钥匙不给人家的。
We're like people who sell a car. We take the check and we don't hand over the key to the other.
支票已经存进去了。
We deposit the check.
钱已经享受到了。
And you spend the money.
但是钥匙不给人家的。
But you don't want to give the key to the person.
所以保罗说这是理所当然的。
So Paul says this is a reasonable service.
把身体献上当作活祭是理所当然的。
To offer your body as a living sacrifice, this is a reasonable service.
这是天经地义的。
This is reasonable.
但是神却没有用律法来要求我。
But Lord didn't require us by law.
神可以说你们本来就是属我。
And God can say you are mine.
但是保罗说呢，他说我以神的慈悲来娶你们。
But Paul says I urge you brothers in the view of God's mercy.
保罗没有说我命令你们。
Paul didn't say I order you.
保罗说我劝你们。
Paul says I beseech you.
这个中文的翻译呢，还客气了一点。
And the Chinese version is very modest.
这个原文呢是说。我求你们。
In the original version, it says, "I beg you."
保罗他说我用神的慈悲来求你们。
It says, "I beg you by the mercy of God."
要把身体来献上。
To offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
什么叫做把身体献上
？What does it mean to offer your body as living sacrifice?
我们常常说这句话呢，到底这句话什么意思
？We often say this, but what really does mean?
我们要想到在旧约里面呢。他们怎么样献祭
We need to think about how do they offer sacrifice in Old Testament.
在旧约里面，他们要献祭的时候，他们带一个牲畜，是一只牛，可能是一只羊，可能是一个鸽子。
In the Old Testament, when they offer sacrifice, probably bring a bull, a lamb, or a dove.
然后祭司呢，就把这个牛或者羊或者鸽子就杀了。烧在那个祭坛的上面。
And then the priest will slaughter those the bull, the lamb, and the birds, and then put them on the altar.
这个牛、羊和鸽子就是叫做祭。
And this bull, lamb, and birds, it's called the sacrifices.
那我要问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And I'll ask you a question.
这个祭代表什么？
What those sacrifices represent?
当一个以色列人把一只牛献在那个祭坛上，那个牛代表什么？
When Israelite he offered this bull, what does it mean?
我们可能想，哎呦，这个牛呢，就代表他的钱嘛。
Maybe that bull is represent his money.
可能他用他的钱买了一只牛呢，把这个牛献给神了。
Maybe he just bought it and then he offered that bull.To God.
这也是我们常常有的观念。哎呀，什么献祭呢？就是把我们的来献给神。
This is what we think of our money to Lord.
这个牛代表什么
？What this bull represents?
这个牛不是代表这个以色列人他的钱。
It's not represent the money of that Israelite.
这个牛是代表那个以色列人自己。
This bull is represent that Israelite himself.
因为这个以色列人有罪。
Because that Israelite he.Sinned.
不能到神的面前。
He cannot come before God.
所以把这只牛献在那个祭坛上。
So he offered this bull on the altar.
意思就是这个牛呢代替我。
It means this bull will replace me.
我本来应该死的。
I should die.
但是这个牛代替我。
But this bull replaced me.
他呢，我的罪呢归在他的身上。
My sin will pass.On him.
所以我可以到神的面前。
So I can come before God.
所以这个牲畜不代表他的钱财。
But this sacrifice not represent his belongings.
这个牲畜就代表那个以色列人的自己。
This sacrifice represent that himself.
因此我们讲到活祭，我们讲到将身体献上。
So when we talk living sacrifice, we give our body.
不是讲到献上我们的钱财。
It's not talking that we offer our belongings.
乃是表示我们这个人自己。
But ourselves.
神不是要我们的钱财。
And God doesn't want our money or belongings.
神比我们都有钱。
And then he's richer than all of us.
他不是要我们的钱财。
He doesn't want our belongings.
神要我们这个人。
He want us.
所以当那个牛在那个祭坛上的时候。
When the bull is on the altar.
他是为着那个以色列人而死的。
He died for that person.
那个祭呢，他不再为他自己了。
That sacrifice is not live for himself.
这个祭，这只牛，它的一生的目的不是为自己。
That bull, all its whole life, it's not for itself.
这个叫做祭。
This is called a sacrifice.
这是神对我们的一个要求。
This is what God commands us.
那什么叫活祭呢？
What is called living sacrifice?
在旧牛是一个死祭。
In Old Testament, the bull is a dead sacrifice.
但是今天主要求乃是活着。作为一个不为自己而活的人，这叫做活祭。
But what Lord requires is, and then we as a living person, but we need to be the sacrifice.
在旧约里面，那个祭是为人而死。
That in Old Testament, the sacrifice is dead for the people.
在新约里面，这个活祭是为神而活。
But in the New Testament, this living sacrifice is live for God.
好。到底什么叫做为神而活？
And what does it mean to live for God?
在以色列人里面有这样一个图画，让我们可以明白。
There is a picture in Israelites, and that is to understand this.
这是一个仆人的一个条例。
There is a contract in to be a bond servant.
他说，如果你啊，一个希伯来人，如果你没有钱，把自己卖一个人做奴仆。
If a Hebrew, if you're poor, and then you will to be a bond servant.
你就把自己卖掉了，做人家的仆人。
You sold yourself to be a bond servant.
你可以做六年。
Can be served 6 years.
到了第七年，人就要让你走了。
At seventh year, the master can let you leave.
这是非常在犹太人里面是一个非常有恩典的一件事。
This is such a great thing among the Jews.
就算是你卖身了，也只能卖六年。
Even you have to sell yourself, it's only for 6 years.
到了第七年了，你就可以走了。
At the seventh year, you are free.
但是如果这个仆人觉得这个主人很好
，If that bond servant think his master is good,
他不愿意离开。
He doesn't want to leave.
他觉得在这个世界上没有别的地方比这个主人的家更好。
He think there's no better place in this world better than his master's house.
他就可以跟着主人到这个审判官那里。
He can follow the master to the judge.
然后呢，他们就找到一个门框呢，在他的耳垂上呢钉一个洞。
And then they will pierce on his earlobe on a doorpost.
然后这个人就从此一生就为这个主人做仆人。
And then this person will be serve master for his life.
这就是活祭。
This is called living sacrifice.
这个人还活着。
This person is still alive.
但是他从此不为自己而活了。
But since now he doesn't live for himself anymore.
这叫做活祭。
This is called living sacrifice.
这叫把身体献上当做活祭。
This is called to offer your body as living sacrifice.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
Jesus Christ died for us.
那是要我们来为他而活。
In order to let us to live for Him.
奉献不是为主做一点事。
To consecrate is not we do something to Lord.
奉献也不是在教会里面有一些金钱的奉献。
And the consecration is not we offer some money.
奉献乃是我这个人从此以后生活的目的乃是为着神而活。
The consecration is since now on the purpose of my life is to live for Lord.
这是我们基督徒的属灵的头一个经历。
This is the first experience of our spiritual growth.
如果我们在这件事情上没有认真的来经历它的话
，If we are not experience on this matter,
我们基督徒的这个属灵生活只能走到一个程度。
Our spiritual life will just can go to the certain point.
那我们怎么样实行呢
？How do we act?
我们还有另外一个错误的观念。
We have another wrong conception.
我们觉得奉献呢，就是某一天、某一次、某一个聚会，我一个感动，我把自己奉献了。
And then we think the consecration is one day at a certain congregation, I was touched by God, and then I'll give myself.
或者某一次聚会，有人呼召说谁要奉献了，那我站起来了。
Or on one meeting, and someone is summoned to say, "Who wants to offer yourself?" And I stand up.
奉献不是一次的事。
To the consecration is not for one.
奉献那是常常要更新的。
It's we need renew our consecration.
有一个弟兄，他的名字叫 C.T. Studd.
There's a brother named C.T. Studd.
弟兄呢是。当初从英国到中国从的七个剑桥学一个。
This brother is one of the Cambridge Seven who went to China to preach gospel.
这个弟兄呢，他的家里面呢是非常富有的。
And then his family was very rich.
所以他呢，在地上呢， 的财富呢相当的多。
And then he was very rich.
不但如此，他还有很有，他很有声望。
Not only this, he has and he was famous.
因为他是那个板球队的那个国手。
Oh, because he was in the national team of the
cricket
team.
他甚至有名到一个程度哈，印度很多人都知道他。
He was so famous even in India, so many people they knew him.
因为印度也是很喜欢板球的。
Because in India they like to play cricket.
所以他在这个在这个板球的世界里面他是有名声的。
So in the cricket world he was very famous.
但是这个人后来呢把财富把他的声望都摆下来。
But later on he gave up all his belongings and his
他到中国呢做了一个宣教士。
And he went to China as an evangelist.
有一次呢F.V. Meyer 呢就请这个 City Star到他的教会去讲道。
One time, F.B. Meyer invited him to preach at his church.
那 F.B. Meyer 是一个很有名的一个牧师。
F.B. Meyer was a very famous pastor.
但是 F.B. Meyer 就觉得这个 C.T. Star 这个弟兄啊，很特别。
But F.B. Meyer thought C.T. Star was very special.
他说不上来，虽然 F.B. Meyer 自己是一个传道人，而且是一个。很有恩赐的一个传道人。
Even though F.B. Meyer was very gifted, but he thought C.T. Star was special, but he can't tell why.
他总觉得这个 C.T. Star 身上呢，有一个东西是他没有的。
And he thought that there is something on C.T. Meyer that he doesn't have.
Oh,
C.T. Star.
所以这个 F.B. Meyer 就问这个 C.T. Star， 就问他这个事情。
So F.B. Meyer asked C.T. Star about this.
这个 C.T. 就问他说了。他说
，C.T. asked him，
他说你有没有奉献给主？
Did you consecrate to the Lord？
那 F.B. Meyer 当然我奉献给主，我是传道人。
Of course, F.B. Meyer said, I'm a pastor, I'm a minister。
而且是一个很大的教会的一个传道人。
I'm a minister at a mega church。
那 C.T. 就说呢，你有没有？把你的生命里面一件一件的事情来奉献给神。
So CT asked him, did you consecrate each of the issue, I mean matters in your life to Lord?
那迈尔说没有。
And Meyer says, no, I didn't.
所以 CT Star 说你要奉献给神的时候，你要非常特定的把你生命里面生活当中一件一件事情来奉献给神。
So the city star told F.D. Meyer, if you, when you consecrate yourself to Lord, you need consecrate each individual thing.
就好像你有一个房子。
It's like a big house.
你要把每一个房间的钥匙一个一个的要交给神。
You have to hand over the key from each room to the Lord.
你不是说主啊，这个房子给你了。
And I would say, Lord, I give this whole house to you.
你乃是说主啊，这个房间钥匙给你了。
And then you say, Lord, I give the key from this room.
然后这个房间的钥匙呢，也给你了。
And then from another room.
你要走遍这个房子，把每一个房间的钥匙都要给神。
You have to walk around the whole house and hand over each keys to the Lord.
这 F.B. Meyer 很感受感动。
So F.B. Meyer was touched.
后来他去祷告了。
And then he went to pray.
他说按照这个 City Star 的建议，把他的这个生活里面、生命当中的这些事情一样一样的来奉献给神。
According to the suggestion from the City Star, and then he.Consecrate each a matter of his life to the Lord.
因为他是一个传道人，他已经奉献了，所以很容易对他来讲很容易，他就一件一件的就奉献给神。
Because he was a minister, easy for him to hand over each room to the Lord.
很快，他的整个房间呢都已经都快奉献。
And then he almost hand over all the rooms to Lord.
后来就到了一个地方呢，他发现了这个地方。他不能给神。
And then he stopped at one room, and he found out he couldn't hand over this room.
别的都可以的。
And all other rooms he can give it to Lord.
那些其实早就奉献了。
And he gave it to Lord a long time ago.
但是当他在这样的一个过程里面呢，他发现了，原来他在生命里面呢还有一个房间呢，他从来没有奉献给神。
So this time he found out, and then there is a one certain point, he never consecrated to Lord.
这个地方呢, 他是保留给他自己的,
he kept it for himself.
神是不可以进来的,
and God cannot enter to this room.
只要他能够有这个房间,
unless he has this room, he can give up all other rooms.
但是呢,
but Lord didn't let him pass. So he was painful.
后来他实在没有办法了,
and then he cannot do about it.
他就向神祷告,
and then he prayed to Lord.
他说主啊, 求你让我愿意吧,
so Lord, give me a willing heart.
就在他那个祷告以后呢, 突然之间主就把那个钥匙拿去了,
and then after he prayed, Lord took over the key.
然后他就能够真实地把那个房间也奉献给神,
then he can truly give that room to Lord.
然后F.B.Meyer就讲了一句很有名的话,
and then F.B. Meyer has a famous saying.
他说如果主不是你一切的主的话呢, 那他就根本就不是主。
If Lord is not Lord of all, it is not Lord at all.
我们常觉得, 哎呀, 我这些都奉献了, 我只有一个房间, 主是我的主。
And sometimes I offer all rooms, but this one room is mine, but I still say, the Lord is my Lord.
但是F.B. Meyer他的经历就告诉他, 他说如果你有一点保留的话, 那耶稣基督就不是你的主。
F.B. Meyer, his experience told him that if you have room reserved for yourself, that Lord is not the Lord at all.
所以这是叫奉献。
This is called to consecrate.
奉献不是一个抽象的事。
The consecration is not an abstract thing.
奉献乃是在你的生活里面一件一件一件事情拿到主的面前来奉献给他。
Consecration is we put in every individual thing and then take it and hand it over to Lord.
不知道我们生活里面我们有哪些房间。
And then we don't know how many rooms we have in our life.
不知道有多少的房间我们还没有奉献给神。
We don't know how many rooms we haven't given to the Lord.
我们怎么样能够来实行这件事呢?
And then how do we put this into our life?
虽然我们用这个City Star来解释这件事情, 但是还是不够实际。
Even we explain this, use the example of City Star, but it's not very specified.
我们怎么样来应用在我们今天的生活上?
How do we walk this way?
我们可以以色列人, 他们来见祭司的这件事情上来看一条路。
We can see a way that is how the priests of Israelites, how do they consecrate?
在以色列的规矩里面，一个人要做祭司以前， 要把那个羔羊的血涂在他的右耳朵的耳垂上。
According to the rule of the Israelites, a person before he become a priest, they have to put the blood on his earlobe.
然后,
the right earlobe.
然后要涂在右手的大拇指上,
and then put the blood on his right hand thumb.
然后在右脚的大拇指上,
and then on the right foot toe.
这是什么意思?
What does it mean?
把那个血要涂在我们的耳朵的上面,
you put the blood on our earlobe.
这是要把我们的耳朵要奉献给神。
And we need to offer our ears.
要学习来听神的声音。
We need to learn to listen to the voice of God.
这是奉献的一个开,
this is the beginning of consecration.
最基本的一件事就是要能够听神。
The basic matter is we need to God's voice.
如果我们不能够听到圣灵的声音的话,
if we're not able to listen to the voice from the Holy Spirit,
我们就不知道该怎么样来奉献。
And then we don't know how to offer ourselves.
也不知道该怎么样来过一个奉献的生活。
We don't know how, we don't know what this consecration means.
所以你看当撒母耳, 在他年轻的时候, 被他的母亲,
when the young Samuel was led to the temple by his mother,
同一件功课他要学习的就是学习听神的声音。
The first lesson he learned is to listen to the voice of God.
我们都知道那个故事,
we all know the story.
神就在夜里面来叫撒母耳,
and then God called Samuel at night.
而那个撒母耳本来不知道这是神,
and then Samuel didn't know it was God.
他就跑去问那个祭司以利, 你叫我吗?
So he went to ask Eli, and then, are you calling me?
问了好几次,
he asked several times.
后来以利就告诉他, 那个是神。
So Eli told him it was God.
那后来撒母耳就知道了。
And then Samuel knew.
他知道了什么叫做听神的声音。
And he knew what is what does it mean to listen to the voice of God.
这是我们得救以后啊最重要的一件功课。
This is after we were saved. It's a very important lesson we should learn.
蒙恩得救以后，圣灵在我们心里面常常要向我们说话的。
After we were saved, the Holy Spirit often speak to us.
当圣灵向我们说话的时候，我们要学习来听他的声音。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we need learn to listen to Him.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们能不能够靠自己的力量来做这个活祭
？And can we offer ourselves a living sacrifice by our own strength？
我们不能靠着自己的力量。
We cannot do this by our own strength.
就像在旧约的时候，以色列人不是自己来献那只牛。
Like in the Old Testament, it's not Israelites to offer the bull by themselves.
是祭司来帮助他。
It was priests help them.
祭司来帮助这个以色列人把那个牛献在那个坛上。
It was priests help that Israelites to offer on the altar.
同样，今天呢是圣灵来帮助我们。
Same as the Holy Spirit helps us.
圣灵是我们心中的那个大祭司。
The Holy Spirit is the high priest to us.
他要帮助我们把自己献上。
He is willing to help us to offer ourselves.
因此我们需要知道怎么样听圣灵的声音。
So we ought to know how to listen to the voice of God.
当圣灵向我们说话的时候。
When the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
圣灵在我们里面指引我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit guides way to us.
我们要学习听他的声音。
We need to learn to listen to his voice.
这叫做把自己献上。
This is called to consecrate ourselves.
这叫做活祭。
This is called living sacrifice.
一个人如果做仆人
，a person as a bond servant，
最重要的一件事就是能够听见主人的声音。
The most important thing is he has to listen to the voice of his master.
一个人如果不能够听到主人的话
，a bond servant can
这个人怎么做仆人呢
？Master, how can he be the servant?
这是我们头一个实际生活上的一个学习。
This is the first lesson we should learn.
也许我们在早晨晨更。
Maybe we do morning devotions.
也许我们在聚会里面读圣经。
Maybe we read Bible at gathering.
也许我们在听信息。
Maybe we come for the sermon.
也许我们在播饼的聚会。
Or maybe we come to the communion service.
我们要学习听神的声音。
We need to learn to listen to the voice of God.
神向我说的是什么
？What God speaks to me.
也许我们在生活里面遇到许多的事。
We encounter so many things in our lives.
我们要学习听神的声音，神要向我说的是什么
？We need learn how to listen to the God's voice. What He does want to speak to me.
神借着万事向我们说话。
And He speaks to us through all things.
我们神是一个乐意来说话的神。
Our God is willing to speak to us.
问题是出在我们的耳朵上面。
The problem is our ears.
问题不是出在神不说话。
The problem is not God doesn't speak to us.
神就像旧约一样，差遣众先知向以色列人说话。
Like in the Old Testament, God sent all the prophets to speak to us.
但也没有那个能听。
But all those Israelites, they don't have the ears to listen.
因此，我们要来做一个将身体献上的人。
That therefore we need to be the person to offer ourselves.
首先，我们要把耳朵来献给神。
We need to offer our ears to Lord.
我们愿意来听主的声音。
We want to listen to the voice of God.
第二就是这个右手的大拇指。
And the second is to put the blood on the thumb of the right hand.
这个右手，我们的手是非常有功用的。
Our right hand is very functional.
这个右手是我们来做事的。
The right hand is what we do things.
因此，我们要把这个手呢来献给神。
We need to consecrate our hands to Lord.
这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
我们这个人还没有信主以前，我们做事是按照我们自己的心意。
Before we believed in the Lord, and we do things by our own wills.
按照我们自己的喜好。
By our own likes.
按照我们自己的判断。
To our own judgment.
这是我们做事的一个方法。
That's the way we do.
但是我们信主以后。
After we were saved.
我们要做事的时候，不能按照自己的心意。
When we are about to do something, we cannot do this by our own.
我们要把这个手要献给神。
We need to consecrate our hands to the Lord.
当这个彼得刚刚跟随主的时候。
When Peter just followed the Lord at the beginning.
他很多事情都是按照他自己的心意。
He did things by his own will.
甚至他许多服侍神的那个做法都是自己的心意。
Even many his services are calling to his own will.
在变化山上，他建议要盖三座棚子。
at the Transfiguration Mountain, he suggests to build three temples.
这是彼得的意思。
That's from Peter.
彼得是觉得非常好的。
And Peter thought it was wonderful.
这么好的意见。
Such a good suggestion.
能够在那个变化山上盖三个棚子多好。
It will build three temples on the Transfiguration Mountain. How wonderful it is.
他自己觉得好得不得了的。
He thought it's wonderful.
但是是自己的意思。
But that's from him.
主耶稣说我要上十字架。
But Lord says I need take the cross.
彼得说万万不可。
And then Peter said no, you can't do this.
彼得非常明白的。
And then Peter knows.
有人问说耶稣要不要赎罪。
And then some people ask, and then should Jesus pay the tax?
啊, 彼得说要。
And Peter says yes.
彼得什么事他都自己有一个想法。
He has his own ideas.
当耶稣被钉十字架以后。
After our Lord was crucified.
彼得说我们去打鱼去好。
And Peter says, let's go fishing.
你看彼得就是什么事情他有自己的想法。
He has his own ideas.
但是后来主耶稣告诉他说了。
But later on, Lord told him.
他说你年少的时候啊。 自己束上带子随意往来。
So when you were younger, you dressed up yourself and went where you wanted.
但是你年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到你不愿意去的地方。
But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
手呢，要献上的。
We need to consecrate our hands.
因此他的服事不是按照他自己的心意。
So his service no longer according to his own will.
在我们教会里面侍奉也是这样。
So do the service at church.
我们在教会侍奉的时候啊，我们这个手啊是要被人束上的。
When we serve at the church, our hands supposed to be tied by someone else.
这个多麻烦啊！
And that's so much trouble.
这个手被人束上，我就不好做事嘛。
If someone and dress my hands, how I'm going to do things?
我要好好的做事的时候，手是不能束上的。
If I want to do things well, my hands cannot be dressed.
但是神的智慧就在这里。
But God's wisdom is here.
神让我们每一个在教会里面侍奉的人啊，我们的手是被束上。
He wants all the people who serve at church, our hands will be dressed.
好像从我们个人的观点来，我们是受辖制的。
In our own point of view, it's kind of we were limited.
我们是受限制的。
We were limited.
神的智慧里面呢，那是神的大智慧。
But in God's wisdom, that's the great wisdom from God.
来带你到你不愿意去的地方。
And someone else will take you to the place where you don't want to go.
神就能够借着彼得，在彼得身上做了极大的事。
So through Peter, God had done great things.
但是彼得的手是被束的。
But Peter's hands were dressed.
神在保罗的身上做了极大的工作。
And then God did great thing on Paul.
但是保罗的手是被束上。
But Paul's hands are dressed.
因此我们在地上，如果要为主，要为主侍奉的时候。
If we want to live for Lord and serve the Lord.
我们喜欢把所有的束缚都拿掉。
We want untied everything inside us.
好好的做一番。
And we want to do the great thing.
结果我们做的都是。 这个变化山上的那个帐篷,
and then whatever we do is those temples we build on the Transfiguration Mountain.
要把手来献给神。
We need to consecrate our hands to Lord.
最后呢，那个右脚的大拇指上呢也要涂血。
At last, put the blood on the big toes of the right foot.
这个脚呢就要来跟随的。
Our feet is needs to, need to follow the Lord.
主向我们的要求啊。
What Lord requires is very simple.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，主向我们要求很多啊。
And we thought Lord requires a lot.
其实主向我们要求很简单。
Actually, what Lord requires is just simple.
在启示录17章里面，只有说到三件事。
In Revelation chapter 17, it's only talk about three things.
一个是蒙召。
One is calling.
一个是被选。
And this was elected.
这两件事都不是我们做的。
This is what we cannot do.
蒙召是神召的。
And then God called us.
被选是神选的。
He's among us.
我们所做的只有一样。
What we can do is only one thing.
就是忠心。
Is to be faithful.
就是忠心的来跟随主。
And to faithfully to follow Him.
所以当主耶稣见到彼得，第一次彼得的时候，说了什么话？
What Lord told Peter when first met?
头一次主耶稣就跟他说的第一句话是什么？
First time Lord met Peter, what did he say to Peter?
来跟从我。
Follow me.
最后一次，最后一句主耶稣对彼得所说的话是什么？
The last time, the last sentence that Lord told Peter, what was that?
你来跟从我。
Follow me.
主向我们的要求没有很多。
Lord didn't require us a lot.
主没有让我们一定要搭几座棚子。
He didn't ask us to build temples.
主也没有让我们一定要带几个人得救。
Lord didn't ask us to take so many people and to be saved.
主要我们在地上做一个忠心的人。
He wants us to be faithful.
要做一个跟随他的人。
To be a follower.
要跟在主的后面。
To follow behind him.
主在什么地方，我们也在什么地方。
Where he is and where we are.
主不在什么地方，我们也不在什么地方。
Where he is not at the place, we don't go there.
这叫做忠心。
This is called to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
将身体献上，当作活祭，是我们最基本的一个经历。
To offer your bodies as living sacrifice, this is the basic experience from us.
如果我们觉得我们不够长进，
If we think we're not growing,
我们需要回到这个功课上来。
We need come back to this lesson.
如果我们觉得在地上不能过圣洁的生活，
If we think we cannot have to live a holy life,
我们要回到这个功课上。
We need come back to this lesson.
如果我们从来还没有学过这个功课，
If we never learned this lesson before,
不要再迟延。
Don't delay.
现在就要开始。
You start now.
学习把身体献上。
To learn to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
我们要一件一件的献。
We need offer one by one.
我们要很确实的来面对我们生活里面的每一件事。
To face our other things in our life.
这个奉献不是用一次。
This consecration is not in one life.
这个奉献是要常常更新。
And we need often renew our consecration.
以色列人献燔祭，一天要献两次。
Israelites offer burnt offering twice a day.
一次从早上一直到黄昏。
One is from morning to from morning to twilight.
另外一个呢，从黄昏到第二天的早晨。
The other one is from twilight until dawn.
这也是我们可以操练我们对主那个更新的奉献。
This is what we can practice our sacrifice.
我们要一天一天的把那一天来奉献给神。
We need consecrate ourselves to Lord day by day.
在我们早晨的时候，我们把今天这一天来奉献给神。
In the morning, we give this whole day to Lord.
我们在晚上的时候要把这个晚上要来奉献给神。
In the evening, we need give it to the Lord too.
要让他来更新我们的生活。
To let him to renew our life.
当我们这样来过我们的日子的时候，
When we live in this way,
神就能够在我们心里面来做一个真实的一个改变。
And God can do the work. He can change us.
跟我们认为有益的事。
And before we think things are beneficial,
现在我们认为是有损的。
Now we regard it as loss.
这个事情不是自然而然，头脑里面可以学习到的。
This is what we cannot learn this by knowledge.
我很多事情呢，我们头脑知道这个是有损的。
And many things we know in knowledge we know this is a loss.
但是我们心里面很喜欢去做的。
But we really like to do.
但是当我们把自己奉献给主以后，
But after we consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
我们从前认为好的事情，
Before we think it's a game,
现在我们认为是有损的，
Now we regard as loss.
只有一个奉献的人能够有这样的一个心思的更新。
Only a person who consecrate himself to the Lord has this renewing.
如果我们的心思没有真正的被神来更新，
If our mind never renewed by Lord,
我们外表要来过一个基督徒的生活，
If outwardly we want to be a Christian,
我们就很像法利赛人。
We will like a Pharisee.
外面呢，这样子。
Outwardly we are in one way.
但是我们知道我们心里面不是那样。
But in Inwardly, we know we're not like.
因为主还没有把我们更新过。
Because Lord hasn't renewed us.
这个更新需要我们先来过一个奉献的生活。
This renewing and require us to consecrate ourselves to Him.
不奉献，神就不能更新。
If we don't consecrate, Lord cannot renew us.
那个钥匙呢，不交给神的话。
If we don't hand the key to the Lord.
那个房间就不能被神打扫干净的。
And that room cannot be cleaned up by the Lord.
神就没有办法来更新我们。
And the Lord is not able to renew us.
因此我们在主的面前常常要回到这个功课。
So we need to return to the lesson before the Lord.
将身体献上。
And offer your body as a living sacrifice.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
It's holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It's pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你， 我们还能够在这里来交通主的话。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. We're still here to have the fellowship of your words.
人的话是何等的有限和残缺。
All men's words are so limited.
但是我们求圣灵在我们心中亲自向我们说话。
But may the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
当你向我们说话的时候, 我们心里面就能明白。
When you speak to us, then let us to understand.
主啊, 我们也求你, 将你自己的光照在我们心中。
Oh, may you illuminate your words to us.
让我们看见, 主啊, 你向我们的呼召是什么。
Oh, let us to see what is the summon you called us.
让我们今天在想到主在我们身上这么大的恩典的时候。
And when we think about your great grace.
我们也起来来响应这个圣灵的呼召。
Let us to raise up to respond this call.
起来把自己献上。
And to rise up and to consecrate ourselves as living sacrifice.
教导我们。 过一个奉献的生活,
and then teach us to consecrate.
来更新我们的生命,
and come to renew our life.
求主恩待我们众人,
may you have mercy upon us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.